Temperatures this spring might have felt more like summer sometimes, but at one spot in Pennsylvania, higher temperatures mean more ice. To explain, I'll have to take you to the Countersport Ice Mine in Potter County. It's a museum and natural wonder that reopened last year after 25 years of being in disrepair. Here's what I found from my road trip into the mountains. $4 will get you one admission into something a little different from the campsites and hiking trails around here.
Hi, just one, please.
Alrighty.
A lot of folklore is attached to the Countersport Ice Mine, including the rumor that it's man-made. That's because some people, even people who live here, can't believe that the ice inside the ice mine only forms here during the summertime. But 19-year-old Jeff McManus is a believer. He's giving tours today.
I've lived here my whole life. My dad was a tour guide in the 70s, and my grandma worked in the gift shop in the 50s.
The site's been closed longer than he's been alive, but it's just reopened under new management. McManus says he couldn't wait to work here. He opens the lock on a weathered door with a shiny new key.
Are we all gonna fit?
Oh yeah, you can all fit. Go right on in.
Whoa, it is cold.
What do you expect here?
It's freezing in here.
This is what I remember last time being here.
Kevin and Patty Staffa are visiting with family from New Jersey. They were here once before it closed. It's 32 degrees behind the door, like walking into a refrigerator. A small group of people at a time can stand around a wooden platform and lean over the metal railing, which surrounds the opening into the earth. It's really just an 8x10 feet pit, a cave a few dozen feet deep. Below, there are icicles, like elephant tusks, clinging to the sides of the mine.
There's about 18 inches of ice right now on the bottom.
All around the opening are layers of rocks, covered in moss and dripping with water. It's a small dungeon-like room that's open at the top. It wouldn't look out of place on the set of a Lord of the Rings film. Looking up, you see clouds and old hemlock trees swaying in the breeze.
They think that during the winter, the air is pushed into the mountain because the rocks are layered like this through the whole mountain. And then in the summer, the air comes out, mixes with the humidity and the heat, forming the ice.
You can feel it if you put your hand up to the tower of rocks.
It's right here, cold, very cold, right there.
Yep.
Oh yeah, feeling cold it is, isn't it? That's pretty cool.
The bigger icicles are under there. You can kind of see them.
The hotter it is outside, the more ice forms.
A few weeks ago, there was ice around the whole entire thing, touching the bottom. But because it's been colder weather and we've had all this rain, it's broken down inside.
The mine was found by a silver prospector in 1894. It was used to store meat, and the ice was harvested. Then it was turned into a tourist attraction in the early 1900s. This ice mine is one of many so-called cold spots, from southern New York to West Virginia in these mountains. Outside the mine on the patio, Diana Buxton is greeting guests.
Hello. Go right on in. Hi.
Buxton and her husband Gary own a nearby inn and bought the old ice mine about a year ago. Buxton says the ice mine is never going to be Niagara Falls or an amusement park. She wants visitors to experience something else here.
I just hope they take that quietness and peacefulness and stress-free lifestyle that we're hoping to promote up here.
So far, hundreds have come to take a peek at the ice and sign the guest book from as far away as Germany. Buxton's cousin, Chris Herzig, didn't travel as far. She's from right here in Countersport, and she's been to the mine many times over the years. But she has a new idea to promote it.
Those of us that are of a certain age that have hot flashes, I think there should be a special ticket that you can go in and out as many times as needed for medicinal purposes.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsapple.